Joining us by telephone is Jim McIntyre from Green Heck, and this is not the first time you've received this award, is it?
No, Larry. We received the same award back in 2004, and we are once again honored to receive the Manufacturer of the Year Award for the Mega category. It's just another affirmation of the strong values of Green Heck Group.
The Green Heck Group keeps a lot of people employed in central Wisconsin and also in other parts of the country and world, don't they?
Yes, we do. We have about 2,500 people worldwide on a global basis, and hopefully we can grow that as well. We have about 1,700 people within the Schofield area throughout the state of Wisconsin.
What do you think got the attention of the judges to say, hey, these guys have got to get this award?
The award is granted to a company that I believe is progressive in nature, and part of the DNA of the Green Heck Group, beginning with Bob Green Heck, who was he and Bernie were the founders. Bob was continuing on a quest for innovation, and that DNA still exists in the company today. So we continue to be a progressive company in terms of product launches and innovations, and again, that is a large part due to Bob Green Heck. His brother Bernie was also a fellow founder of the organization, and Bernie drove that whole focus of customer focus into the organization, and I think that lives well. And the third element is giving back to the community. That's a major thrust of the award, I think, category, and Green Heck Group has been a major contributor in many ways to the community, not just financially, but many, many of our employees are involved in schools and Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and many other nonprofit and school-associated ventures.
That's one thing we notice here is a lot of times when some press release comes out, there's a Green Heck mention on there someplace, so there's a lot of involvement there.
We have, obviously, with this award, just great employees. We have employees that we pull from this community that have an exceptionally strong work ethic, and we have suppliers that help develop those employees, not only academically, but in their professions. For example, the Technical College has been a great supporter and partner to Green Heck in taking and developing some of the employees' knowledge base in terms of some of the new technologies that are out there.
This being a statewide award, I would imagine competition was pretty stiff. Any idea how many were in consideration for this?
Larry, there were approximately 12 nominated companies or companies that applied for this award in the mega category. But any manufacturing company in the state can apply for the award or could be nominated. So the reality is we're competing against all of the large manufacturers in the state. And in particular, there were 13 companies nominated this year.
Looking at Green Heck Company as a whole, looking in the future, we know the economy is not really what it should be. We know that markets are kind of up and down with that economy. How's the future of your company looking in spite of that economy? Is it looking like a growth economy or holding pretty steady and solid? Where's it going?
That's a great question, Larry. We sell into a category of the economy known as the non-residential construction marketplace. That is at its lowest level in four decades. And what I mean by that is new construction starts in the non-residential arena is at its lowest level in the past 40 years in terms of new construction starts. And that's the market that we sell into. Having said that, part of what we are doing is taking market share from our competitors because our employees continue to innovate and broaden the product offerings, add additional distribution channels, and increase the territories that we sell into. We're making a big thrust here in the U.S., but also on an international basis.
So if I'm guessing right here, it sounds like the new product innovation has really helped the company not only stay strong, but to grow in areas that you really weren't in before.
That's correct. We have product offerings that we continue to enhance each and every year. We have multiple business units and great employees within each of those business units that continue to listen to our customers who request us to continue to expand the product offerings. That has been one of the leading reasons why we've been increasing market share and we believe beating many of our competitors, some of which are here in the U.S. and others are international competitors.
I would imagine that stability is a big thing for the company and its employees. Numbers of employees staying pretty much the same lately, if I understand correctly.
That's correct. We've been pretty stable in our current workforce. It's always cyclical in the winter months when construction is down. Some of the temporary employees we don't bring in. On the other hand, we've got a very loyal employee base. We've got many employees with decades in the company. In fact, we have an employee, I think more than one employee with that's still here working for the company with more than 50 years. And many over 40 and even many over 30. So we've got a very loyal workforce, and that is one of the reasons why we feel we're successful in this marketplace.
Anything you'd like to add today?
I would like to express what a great profession and career manufacturing is. It's a great industry, a high-paying profession, and we welcome any of your listeners to contact GreenHack who are looking for a strong paying profession and people who want to work hard and take care of our customers.
If anybody wants to look into opportunities at GreenHack, what's the best way to do that? Phone, email, a website? How do you want to do that?
Mostly the website. They could contact our human resource function, and they can send an email and then ultimately talk to one of our employees over there.
What is that website?
Cheryl?
It's www.greenhack.com.